Hey, Mel, Bri here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And Joe, go ahead and finish your thought.
Well, what I did is a little research. I narrowed it down. They started selling sexy, really very sexy clothing to 18 to 25-year-olds. And then it went down to like 14 to 18. And then it was like 12 to 8. And now, with this new fashion giant, this company, Shein or Shen, don't know how you say it, now they're going down to bikinis, padded bikinis for six-month-old girls.
That is really sick.
It's sick. Well, you're talking about pedophilia. See how they've done it gradually, sexualizing from the, you know, young adults all the way down to now they're hitting toddlers. And this has been what's been going on, people. It's been a step at a time. They keep degenerate, making the society more degenerate every year, just a little step. Well, they've taken 10,000 steps over a few years, and it's been gradual enough that people don't realize what's happening to them. And now we're on the verge of this. I mean, a padded bikini for a six-month-old girl. People need to be enraged, mad, shocked, but I don't think they're going to be. It's, people were looking, calling this stuff, how cute it is, how sweet, how cute. I'm going, barf, people, don't you get what they're doing? They're seducing your daughters, your granddaughters. And it's a sickness in society, but the people don't realize they're being brainwashed, and this is all happening so slowly. They just accept it. They tolerate it, and then it's pretty much the norm.
Well, you know, there's the Chinese military studying the cognitive attacks against U.S. population, and we'll talk about that later. But this is what they're trying to do is, and of course, the Chinese are working with this. But there's the People's Liberation Army are engaged, and the idea is to influencing the population to surrender, psychologically accept surrender. Remember, Joe, here a couple of years ago, we were telling you when Millie and Austin, they were weakening and weakening our military, and more Chinese are coming in. And again, we told you how Biden is working. And the idea was that when it happens, they're going to say, well, when China tells us to surrender, or they're going to, you know, or die, they're going to say, well, we can't fight. We can't win a war, so we're going to help. Go ahead and surrender your freedoms, surrender your property, surrender America to these people, because we have weakened our military to the point, you know, where what do we have? We have drag queens out there and transgenders who can't fight, and they're getting to the point where Christian patriots and they're having a very difficult time getting any young white men to join the military now because of the anti-white mindset.
The
anti-white
movement, the pro-sodomite movement. I mean, you know, all these things are going against them, not just one thing, but quite a few things all at the same time. The DEI, you know.
Yeah,
diversity, so. Equity, and inclusion, the sodomite movement, the transsexuals, you know, it's a whole world where a Christian conservative man doesn't want to be a part of, any part of it at all.
This was all started by Obama. But we're going to take a trip right now down to the southern border with Laura Logan, so... Take us away down there, Style, to the southern border.
Of Austin, this is it. We the people taking our border back.
take our border back convoy. There's a bunch of cars and trucks getting together. And our friends, Laura Logan, who you know, is preparing to be a part of this convoy, and Dr. Pete Chambers. And my understanding is they're standing by, can just talk to us about what's happening with that right now. All right.
Oh, there's Lara now. Hey,
there
Doc.
We go, Lara. And, Dr. Pete Chambers.
Hey,
so,
how you doing?
You guys, what is this convoy about? What and why do you think this is important?
Well, I believe it's important because it's going to shed light on the open border policy, which is resulting in second and third order effects of an invasion on this border. We're talking about chemical warfare. That's fentanyl. We're talking about human trafficking. That's children, women that are being used as pawns, and sometimes worse. And that's what I believe it is. But
Laura,
they're going to shed light to that.
Laura, I know that you have, we've spoken many times. This has been an issue you've been covering for years. It feels like it's coming to a climactic point. I've been reporting all during this show. Now, for the first time ever, it appears that in America, this is polling as the number one issue for most Americans, passing economy during a presidential campaign. Why is that? Why is this suddenly now finally getting the attention that I think you've been trying to bring to it for many years?
Because of the scale, Del, because we've never seen anything like it in recorded history, not since this country was founded. And for a long time, they were able to keep the scale hidden. One of the first things they did was deny the media access to the Border Patrol, you know, the processing centers and all the areas down at the border to keep them away. And then if you remember, there was a sort of a slip-up with the Haitians because there were all those images that got out of the Haitians, like over 12,000 gathered under the bridge. And what did they do? The moment that got national attention, they dispersed everybody. So a big part of the open borders policy of this administration has been to make sure that nobody can see it. They want nobody to be able to see what they're doing. And the moment you get all those people gathered together, the jig is up, right? The deception is over. So that's why it's coming to attention now. But it really should have been, you know, should have come to everybody's attention right from the very beginning. And then Michael, you know, he's seen the pipeline, right? So people are just dealing with what is right here on the doorstep, but also all across the U.S. now. And they're not even looking at the millions and millions and millions of people still on their way. So this is not going to get any slower. What I do know is the Biden administration has made a deal with the Mexican government, with AMLO, the leader of Mexico, to kind of slow things down because this is embarrassing them, because this is an issue that unites the whole country. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or you're black or white, or you're Hispanic. This is why, you know, down at the border, there was an historic flip in the last election, right, where you had a county down in Laredo that had been blue forever, and it went for Donald Trump. It's because this is not a racial issue, and they can push the race component all they like. They can say over and over again, this is, you know, this wouldn't be happening if these people were white. And it's a lie. So that lie never, ever sticks, right? But they've used it very successfully to suppress the conversation. And now it's of such a scale, it's erupting. And people don't understand. Pete can tell you, he's been down in all these small areas along the border. They've been overrun. Ranches have been overrun, people's private property decimated. I live, you know, about 200 miles from the border. Even here, businesses are being told to close at 3 in the afternoon instead of 5 because the local sheriffs say we can't protect you. And, you know, right near your business is a waypoint, right, where they sleep on their way to the I-10 corridor to go through Bexar County, where more than half the people who are trafficked in this country go through Bexar County. It leads you right to Houston. So, I mean, this is a crisis of unimaginable proportions because Border Patrol thought, well, you know, when we hit a certain point, they're going to push back like they always do. No, that didn't happen. You know, and then it just kept climbing and climbing and climbing, and nobody does anything about it. And, you know, Michael's points about Governor Abbott are pretty interesting because, there's a lot that Abbott could have done that he hasn't, and he does make a big show about it. This is a big showdown now, but I to clarify one point, I'm not part of the convoy. I'm here to cover the convoy for one very specific reason, which is that I'm afraid that they will try to manipulate this and represent it as another fake insurrection or as an act of domestic terrorism or something like that, which is not true. I mean, Doc Chambers here, you know, the media has thrown aspersions over his character, over his record, that he's not really a Green Beret. When he was a flight surgeon, for goodness sake, for Third Group Special Forces, he was, you know, he was very well thought of during his time in the military and is still highly regarded and respected by everybody. So you have good people who have given up everything, who are, you know, who are doing this for nothing. They're not getting paid to do this, but they see the crisis, they understand the ramifications, and they're standing up to do something about it. Then they get vilified by the media so that they can make this all about race when it has nothing to do with race.
Dr. Chambers, this is something we've talked about. It. I know you've been going down, as Laura said, visiting these different places. I mean, on both sides of the border, we're allowing the drug cartels to run both sides of the border. This is dangerous, not just for the towns on our side of the border, but all of these individuals and towns that used to be safe and quiet, they're being affected. We are literally just deferring all of our immigration system to the cartel. I mean, what are you seeing? How dangerous is that for the future of this nation?
That's completely dangerous. It's a national security issue, and it's a semi-permissive environment all the way up. It used to be to Falfurrias, which was about 90 miles in. That was a year and a half ago when I was serving in uniform for Governor Abbott on Task Force Operation Lone Star. Now, it's all the way across Texas. It's moved up into Arkansas. It's up into Oklahoma. It's moving up the corridors very quickly because the numbers are pushing. This human osmotic pressure, as Michael Yon, you just had on, calls it, is exactly what's pushing that specific permissiveness. That's not good.
Do you think, Michael's saying that he believes America is funding this. Is that your sense, Dr. Chambers, when you're looking at it?
Yes, sir. There are portions of it. Yes, sir. We have receipts on that. There are portions of that are through Todd Bensman. You can talk to him, Center for Immigration Studies. He has the receipts, and we work with these gentlemen. And we collectively, the people, are doing this. That's why this convoy is doing this. And I am working as a liaison to law enforcement who is understanding that the importance of the people. Because when the people start speaking and they're working peacefully and they're assembling, this brings light to it. This convoy is not 700,000 trucks as it was originally spoken. This is several hundred. But what this has brought is light to this. And that will then speak constitutionally.
Del, I want to just speak to the money part of it. You know, a government report just came out where they admitted that they had spent $20 billion on resettlement in 2021 and 2022 alone. $20 billion. $5 billion of that went to unaccompanied minors. And they haven't come up with the figures for 2023 yet. I just want to say, I can't say this strongly enough, right? Because I'm a mama bear. So I'm a journalist, but I'm also a mother. And when you hear, as we have, as they've admitted, that some 85,000 children have gone missing, you've got a company like MVM that's moving 9,000 kids, and they don't know. These guys who move the kids, they're not allowed to talk to them. They're not allowed to help them. These kids are begging them, please don't take me there. I don't know these people. This is when they're supposed to be going to their sponsors. Remember the whole point of unaccompanied minors, right? The idea was you're coming here without your parents because your parents, your family, are already here, and you're coming to be reunited. But instead, these kids are going into the foster care system. What? Why? I mean, the foster care system is in an absolute shambles. It's a disgrace. They've been complicit in trafficking kids for years, along with the family courts. And so now you're going to take illegal immigrant children who do not even speak English, many of them, and you're going to put them in the foster care system. Is that a better life? Are these kids really going to get a better life than the one that they had when they were in their own country, in their own culture? Everybody spoke the language, and they knew people, and they knew how to navigate that terrain. Here, what are they? They're absolutely nothing. And no one has addressed this issue. If these are unaccompanied minors coming to be reunited with their families, where are the families? No, they're going to sponsors. These sponsors sometimes are getting 10, 20, 50, 100 kids. When, you know, there's a woman, Tara Rodas. That's a woman you should have on your show. She's also connected to a whole bunch of other whistleblowers. She works in the Inspector General's office. She amazingly still has her job, right? It's incredible. And Tara went down there as a volunteer because they put out an all call across the government because they don't have enough people to process. She speaks Hispanic. She thought she was going to be playing jigsaw puzzles, you know, and helping kids color and just keeping them company till they got to their families. Instead, she found that the government was trafficking kids. Because think about this. The people who who bring the kids to America's door, right? That's one job. So you've got the traffickers that deliver them to the border. Then Border Patrol receives them. Their orders from the federal government are that you have to receive them, and then you process them. And then what do? You hand them over to an NGO or to HHS, who hands them over to an NGO, and then they bring in a contractor, right, like MVM, and they move them to wherever you want them to go. They say, oh, they get someone to phone and say, I'm the sponsor. Can you imagine that a sponsor just has to make a phone call? You don't have to see any real documentation. Wow. They get fake papers all the time. And then we, the taxpayer, pay to fly them halfway across the country or wherever it is they're going to, and then we house them and so on. So we're getting them to the destinations where the traffickers want them. And I'm working with a group that's done counter-trafficking since the 90s. I mean, they got a list of kids that were missing. The first two that they looked into, a boy and a girl, they found that they had been delivered to sex workers. Okay, so it's very, to me, I just think it's unbelievable. There's all these people out there that say, oh, shame, these poor people. You know, it's really cruel. We've got to let them in. You need to understand that you're letting that child in and sending it to a sex worker so that that child can be raped every single day until they die. And they get, they're violently abused. They're often tortured. They endure unimaginable things. And they usually last, the average child lasts around 2 years before they're murdered. So this is not a better life. And you've been lied to and deceived. It's really important that people understand. Sure, there are some people that come here and have a chance at a better life, but they're minuscule because, as Michael Yon has said, as Doc pointed out, the people running this and getting rich off this, getting the richest, are the most violent transnational criminal organizations in the world. And I find it very hard to believe. I know they're not doing it without the sort of the permission of the Biden administration, at best permission, because before Biden even took office, he sent Jake Sullivan and other emissaries from his administration all over Latin America to do public speaking tour, letting everybody know that the border was going to be open. They wanted the outcome they have, and that's why they don't call it a crisis.
Amazing, Laura. Thank you for joining us today. Any last words? I know you guys, you know, we're going to be tracking this convoy, and I want to hear all about it. Dr. Chambers, any last thoughts before we let you go?
Yeah, you know, I'm going to continue to work here to make sure that the infiltrators are pointed out, because we have the names of the infiltrators, and we know who they are. And they are going to they have to understand that there is law, and the Constitution of the state of Texas and the United States will uphold those laws, and we will continue to work with law enforcement to make that happen.
I really
Texas
appreciate
Militia
both
Group,
of you.
Right? They're on the radar.
Texas, yeah, there are several different Texas militia groups, but we have them on the radar, and we're gonna and the eyes of Texas are upon you.
We're watching.
And
now,
you know, Dale, that's one of the most important things, because nobody here wants this to turn into another fake insurrection, right? Everybody here that I have spoken to is peaceful, law-abiding. They support the sheriffs, local law enforcement. They support, you know, the governor and the attorney general took this position on Article 4 of the Constitution on states' rights. Right. People here want a secure border, but they're not going hunting down migrants and all the other BS that so much of the media is talking about.
Yeah.
They're desperate to create some kind of false flag event here. And there's a lot of people are staying away because they say, well, you know, I don't want this to be another January 6th, right? I don't want to get caught up in this. Is this going to be unsafe?
Well, I mean, that is the problem, right?
That
is part of what they've done,
yes,
too, is to scare us away from our right to assemble, to make it a bad thing, to make it seem like a violent thing. And I really think what we have got to celebrate is, you know, the right to peaceful protest. I'm glad you're there. I know that, you know, you're
can't
part
surrender.
Of that
no
state.
Surrender.
Stay peaceful. Good. All right. Well, I appreciate you two joining
Thank
us.
You,
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you,
taking
Dale.
The time and bringing us up to date on this convoy that's taking place right now as we speak. Take care. God bless.
All right. Very, very good. Joe, again, the Chinese Communist military is studying the cognitive dominion operations to sow a mentality of defeat amongst the American people. Researchers for the People's Liberation Army are engaging in cyber-enabled influence operations against the United States with a goal of influencing the U.S. population. This is all being done with the help of the Biden regime and the mainstream media. According to Nathan Beauchamp Mustafaga, a policy researcher at the RAND Corporation, he goes on to say that there is a group of the PLA researchers often focused on influence operations who argue that the cognitive domain in the new focus of warfare is the new focus of warfare. Beauchamp said in prepared testimony to the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission on Thursday, these cognitive domain operations are meant to create a psychological or cognitive decision to surrender. Specifically, the attack included the use of technology, enhanced propaganda such as AI-generated deep fakes, synthetic information, information cocoons, and precision cognitive attacks to polarize the American people. The Pentagon in 2022 warned the Chinese Communist Party is working on a more aggressive form of psychological warfare intended to affect a large cognition, decision-making, and behavior. The goal of the CDO is to achieve what the PLA refers to as mind dominance, defined as the use of propaganda as a weapon to influence public opinion, to affect change in the nation's social system, like to create an environment favorable to China, and reduce civilian and military resistance to the PLA actions, the report said. There you go. And remember we told you, again, when Obama first came into office, that this is what they were going to do, that the time would come when we would be told, look, we cannot win a war with China. We cannot do that. And China and Russia. So the best thing we can do is just surrender and give in to their commands. And the commands are not that harsh. That's because Joe Biden is owned lock, stock, and barrel. And so is the whole regime there by the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, there's stories out there on the internet. I've seen three of them that say China is debating on when they're going to attack Taiwan. And it's not a case of if they are, it's when they are, that it's under consideration right now, probably because of Biden and our whole system of foreign affairs. But to add to what you were saying, there's a story out. Ford Motor Company plans to hire Chinese military software supplier for EV factory in U.S., and the GOP is investigating. And it said that it's contracting with four Chinese firms that, get this, supply similar services to the Chinese government and military and the North Korean government. So here, Ford wants to work with, to contract technology and software from these four companies that do the same thing for China and North Korea. I can't see a problem there anyway. The report was released yesterday by Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, the congressman, chair of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. And it gives the name of this Fujian Chinese electric EV battery, and CATL, the contemporary Amperex technology company. And as they're looking at all of these have ties right to the, you know, Chinese Communist Party, to the military. And if this plant, before it even comes online, the entire security system would probably be compromised by Chinese software, because everything feeds back to the Chinese government. So the congressmen are saying the PRC will have the capability to embed backdoor software, other malware, all within Ford and its cloud service, compromising sensitive information on, you know, everything. These systems tie into the Human Resources Department and everything. So here's just another example of Chinese are conducting their own warfare. They do it on a dozen different levels, and one of them is getting aid, technology, information on our people, on our government agencies, you name it. And Biden and his administration act like there's nothing going on, and that's why we know China Joe is a traitor, because any of the other conservative retired generals, admirals are all going screaming, this is a danger. We're bringing all these Chinese military men over. These are soldiers. These are people fleeing from China. They're not, you know, women and children fleeing oppression. They're young military men, military age, which in China is everybody is a conscript in the Chinese army. So think about it. A young man, if he's military age, would be in the Chinese army or under their control. He wouldn't be crossing the border from Mexico.
Have we not been saying this for 3 years or not?
I think it's longer than 3 years. We've been warning about this. I've been warning about China. I was putting on here in Missouri open public hearings on Bill Clinton's real scandal selling us out to China. And we had hearings in Kansas City, St. Louis, people talking about the Chinese taking over the Spratly Islands. They were going to build military bases there. I mean, I've been fighting this battle since the early 90s, and we still can't seem to wake up the right people, Pastor Ernie.
Breaking. This isn't exactly breaking. This was a couple days ago. Appeals court stacked with Biden judges denies Trump immunity in Jack Smith. You know, Jack Smith is actually known by other corrupt lawyers. Other corrupt lawyers refer to him as Dirty Jack. This guy has lost more cases. They use him as a dirty works job guy.
Right. Every major thing he's done has been overturned. Period.
Not only that, he's
survived.
He's not even legally able to be a special prosecutor. He's not.
Exactly. And he can't get the courts to rule on it.
I know, because, well, what happened, like I just said, stacked with Obama appointed judges, with Biden judges, mm-hmm. too. And so here, a federal court. Let me go ahead.
I was just going to say, Pastor, I remember you and I going, look what he's doing now. He's getting rid of these people. He's appointing another crazy judge, another judge here, another judge. He was filling all the lower courts with all kinds of real radical judges, and we kind of tried to name every one of them. It got boring after a while.
Well, when this gets to the Supreme Court, I don't think there's any way in a legitimate court. These courts in D.C. and that, these are not legitimate courts at all. Look, in D.C., you will not find a legitimate court or jury. Trump is expected to speedily ask the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the decision by the extremely and completely corrupt D.C., District of Crime, Circuit Court of Appeals. In the meantime, the March 4th date for Jack Smith's case has been postponed. This is killing Smith because it looks like he might not be able to get them into a court till maybe after the election. And so
that's what Trump is trying to do. He's making them go through the complete legal process from this court to this step to this step to this step to get to the Supreme Court. And it takes time. And that's why the Jack Smith keeps screaming, we want a fast trial. We want a quick trial according to the Constitution. No, that's for the defendant if he wants a quick trial.
He wants a rigged trial. Now, look, let me ask you a question. Now, was Donald J. Trump the president on January 6, 21?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he was a president. Now, he is sitting in office, and he, as a sitting president, knows what you knew and what I knew, that the election was stolen, that there was nothing but election fraud in every direction. We saw it with our own eyes. Now, here is the president. Did he swear an oath to protect the Constitution? And was his job, to protect the people of the United States, to protect our vote, your vote? Was that his job or not?
That's exactly what his job is.
So then he has, again, presidential immunity. We'll be right back after this. On a cold winter's morning, on a sidewalk in the city, a lost soul approached me as the snow was getting deep. I could see the look of death. It was there in her eyes now. As I began to preach, she began to speak. She said,
"Preacher, I'll admit it. I've come to kill my baby. The whole world is telling me that I have that right. But deep down inside me, I believe what you're preaching. Children are a gift of God. We've got to give them life."
So I put my arm around her and I gave her the gospel. It was right there in the darkness that she could see the light. Two souls were saved there, both her and her baby. If you're called to do the Lord's work, you had better learn to do it right. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's no way to run. You better come. Your blessing.
Keep Him
while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. Now every preacher knows the rock of his salvation. I'll separate the goats from all the sheep. All men are sinners. They all need the Savior. He's the only one to trust in. It's your soul that He'll keep. And when I finished preaching,
the woman was a believer. A baby in her womb, I knew she would keep. And now 25 years later, her baby is a young preacher. She's so very proud of the baby that she decided to keep. You got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. Not just to please Him. Don't try to walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count your blessings and do it while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son. You've got to know how to please Him. Not just to please Him. Don't try and walk away. There's nowhere to run. You better count while you're able. He's the keeper of your soul now. He's got the Son.
All right, and that story, Joe, is a true story. That's a true story that I wrote that song after that took place out there early in the morning. It was still dark out in front of that bloody abortion mill called Surgery Center.
Well, that was on Blood Alley, right?
Yep, right there on Blood Alley. And, you know, there was four abortion mills, and we knocked three of them off. There's one left now, and it's the biggest abortion mill in Ohio. It's called the Preterm. It is one of the biggest and the bloodiest abortion mills in Ohio. Anyhow, I wanted to read a little bit from Tactical Civics books called The Grand Jury by David Zuniga. Very quickly, I want to read a couple chapters. The Biden overthrow is surreal. If not so pathetic, it would be funny to see such gullibility and passivity in the face of this deep axis coup d'etat, because big tech and all major media are now state media and co-conspirators, just as in all the communist countries. The masses believe what they see and hear, gaslighting projects throughout Trump's presidency, illustrate the ruthless depths of which the system will go to maintain control of clueless party and consuming oxen. American hijacked condition and criminally from school boards to Washington, D.C. didn't begin 20 years ago with 9/11 operation. A century of crimes planned and committed from the corrupt city-state on the Potomac transformed servant government into even more organized crime than the above authors list. Congress and the governors are running fully communist operations. They open the border to millions and millions more illegal aliens, to add tens of millions here, to fatten industry bottom lines, to put millions more Americans out of work. So they and the illegals all become government dependents. The election overthrow was the last straw, but military could do nothing about the hijacking because the Posse Comitatus Act forbids it. And the military is shot through with truly un-American officers. Only militia can lawfully arrest, according to our Constitution, only the militia can arrest the crimes by ruthless public servants pushing Obama's dream. Elections truly can fix this. Over 14 years and 70,000 hours to develop tactical civics, the only full-spectrum solution, we the people have the authority and the lawful power to arrest corrupt actors and end the hijacking before it's too late. We need to build our numbers, and then in every economy, in every country, restore the Constitution's two law enforcement institutions. The purpose of our online training center, we can arrest the hijacking, but you must do your part. And all this restoration will demand on time, grit, and commitment. And again, this is growing. It's tactical civics. So there's 3,400 counties in the United States. And when I first got involved with this, they were in 600 counties. Now they're in about 2,500 counties. And they have chapters. And they're growing. And now they're convening grand juries, and they're registering the militia with the county seats. And so the county seats, and they understand even the sheriff's department has to fall under the authority of the militia. But people don't know that, do they?
No, there's so much that people don't know.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to tell them, huh?
That's one of the reasons we're here. Now, the first one is God sent us here to preach and teach. And the second is to be watchmen on the wall and warn people about what's going on, the dangers they face.
Absolutely. Speaker Mike Johnson drops a bomb. Biden is not the one in charge. No kidding. So okay.
Well, isn't it amazing? Where have we heard that before, Pastor?
Yeah. You don't suppose that Obama's pulling all of his strings, huh?
Gee, I suppose it's a big possibility.
Yep. You know, this whole thing with this bill that they're supposed to be pushing, you know, trying to pass this border, it is nothing but another scam. What a scam. You know, they really think the American people are stupid. Look, Biden, all Biden has to do, he can do it with a stroke of the pen, is to reinstate Trump's border policy. Biden can do that. He can do it with it, and you don't need any votes. You don't need any bills. All he can do it one day. He could do it in a minute. But you're not supposed to know that, folks. Remember, you're supposed to understand what your conditioners, your trainers, what the fake mainstream media tells you. Remember what they said, that we are here. Our job is to not only tell you what to think, but why you think it. So Biden has said, well, look, we Democrats really believe you people are stupid. I mean, we really do. And then, of course, some of the people out there will say, yeah, we're stupid. All right, go ahead. But there are those of us.
We know that. Biden's first day in office, he rescinded what a majority of the Trump regulations on the border that protected and helped seal the border. And that was just day one. I think there was, what, like 30 or something he did in one day?
Yeah.
I mean, this was planned. He sat down. It was all in front of him. All he did was just sign documents, and that was it. They changed it from day one. And, of course, that's not the way the news, you know, put it out there. But if Trump did it, it was bad, wrong, and has to be undone, period, no matter what it was. If it had Trump's name on it, gotta go.
That's right,
it's
because
insanity. That's not leadership. That's almost childhood petty, you know, like a little kid would get even, right, like a kindergartner.
Well, he's trying to blame Trump right now. He said it's all because of Donald Trump that we can't pass this. Well, thank you, Donald Trump, that we can't.
Yeah. If it's his fault, we'll thank him, but I don't think it is.
Well, the House says, look, that bill is dead on arrival if it comes there. It is, you know, unbelievable, again, how stupid they think the American people are. And now they've found themselves some rhinos. Biden has found some rhinos to go along with him.
Well, you know, a couple of days, you know, in fact, it was today, Dr. Phil, you know, that TV shrink, kind of famous. He went down to the border. Now, he's no conservative, right? He got down there, and the article, long story short, he was shocked of what's really going on. He said border agents told him that there were at least 13 to 14 million people who entered the country since Biden came into office, more than double what, of course, the administration is saying. And he said, the agents are telling me, we hear this number, 6 million people. He said, I talked to experts. That number is a myth. It's wrong. It's a lie. I asked them straight up, what is it you need? And they said, we don't need money. We don't need resources. We don't need more officers. We don't need more legislation. We just need the laws that are on the books to be followed. We need to be allowed to do our job. And we can get this under control right now. This is Dr. Phil, a liberal, going down there and was shocked the truth. And he said all these people he found out coming in from China, the Middle East, Russians, Chinese, you know, the Muslims, he said, and they're coming with an agenda. And so here it's getting out there. Dr. Phil, being a liberal with the following he has, I'm really encouraged that somebody went down there and looked. I think he's going to wake up a lot of liberals that have thought, you know, if they've been listening to the liberal media, that there's no problem down there. Well, Dr. Phil was blowing this out of the water, and I think, you know, thank goodness for him. It may be several years kind of late, a little slow, but at least he's getting the word out, the truth out.
Well, you know, the drug cartels were they're erecting a city not far on, you know, on our side of the border, not far from where McTurnan lives. And, that's where we had that fellow that was running for Congress. We had him on the radio program, and he went down to that place, and he came back, and he you know, really dropped a dime on all that was going on, because the drug cartels are working with some of the local real estate and business people, making them rich, and they didn't care what they brought in, as long as they were paying for the property.
That's what's happened. We've been saying that for years. What's happened to America is our own corruption. People are selling out their country for money, for the, you know, filthy lucre's sake. And it's been going on so long. Well, everybody's doing it, I might as well jump in, get my share of the pie. Everybody else is getting rich. They cheated the government. Look at all that money on the Obama put on for the COVID, or Obama started putting on money, and then the COVID money. I think, what was it they said? Less than 10% of the COVID funds actually went where they were supposed to, did what they were supposed to. Most of those big government programs were so corrupt that everybody's getting rich, from the military procurement to the pharmaceutical companies to these NGOs that move all the illegals around, that bus them, feed them, and everything. And we basically, just because we are a corrupt nation, we've sold our country out for money. It's that simple.
Johnson said,
really bother people.
Johnson said he'd been trying for weeks to convince the president to reinstitute the Remain in Mexico policy first put in place by the legitimate president, Donald Trump, during his administration to start building more of the border walls again. Biden insisted that he lacks the authority to take these actions, even though Trump took them, and Johnson himself explained to the president that we already have everything we need to secure the border. Then he goes on to say, Johnson told Maria Bartiromo, that Biden's staff was preventing him from taking executive action to secure the U.S. border with Mexico. Mike Johnson tried the Red Chinese Communist Party. Obama, or Biden, we've been telling you for 3 years, has taken his orders directly from those people. Now Trump came out today and said that. He said the same thing I've been saying all this time, that Biden has gotten a lot of money from the Chinese government, and they own him. And we've been telling you that for 3 years, haven't we?
Yes, we have. It's nice to be, what's the word, validated.
Yeah.
But the trouble is we get validated all the time. The trouble is sometimes it's a year, two, 3 years later that we get validated. In some cases, it's like 10 years later we get validated.
Yeah, some of those things we've been talking about for years and years, haven't we? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Style, how much time do I have out there? Okay. Joe, it's that time. Do you know who is good, Joe? In Romans 3,
no one.
10,
no, not one.
As it is written, Romans 3, 10 through 12, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, and they are all together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now, is he talking about saved people or unsaved people?
Unsaved.
All right. Who has sinned? Romans 3:23. For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Okay. What is the eternal cost of sin? Romans 6:23, Joe. For the wages of sin is death.
Death.
And Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. Nothing you can do can save you. There are people out there that are teaching, the vast majority that are teaching false doctrines out there today, and they're teaching that, like, that you have the power to be your own savior, and you don't. The Lord Jesus said there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son, right?
Exactly.
So, the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Romans 3:27, where is boasting then? It is excluded by the law of works, nay, but by law of faith. Okay, God's love made a way, Joe. Romans 5:8-9. God commanded his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. So what do you do, Joe? First, you must place your complete faith in Jesus Christ. Does Christ demand that completely without any reservations at all?
Yes, he has to be number one in your life, and you have to accept him as Lord and Savior without reservation.
Romans 3:22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Does God look upon the heart?
That's where he looks. He doesn't look at whether you're male, female, tall, short, black, white. He looks at your heart.
So if you have two people, and two people are both making the same confession of faith, and one of them truly believes, okay, that God raised him from the dead, that the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou should be, one of them truly believes and the other doesn't. They're just making the same profession. Does God know that?
He sure does. One becomes saved and the other doesn't. God doesn't even hear it.
Is that why the Lord Jesus said, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you.
Exactly why.
Is the vast majority of people that have a profession of faith, are they going to hear those condemning words?
Those that have a possession will hear the words. Those that just made a profession will hear the previous words, I never knew you.
Exactly. If you really believe that Jesus Christ alone can save you, Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he is able also to perform, then pray and ask him, one, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. So there you go, folks. That's what you got to do. Jesus made it clear.
Well, let me add to that, Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding, which is exactly what you just did.
Yep. So what they have to do, the Lord Jesus said, look, he's doing all the heavy lifting. He did for you what you could never, ever do for yourself. He died a substitutionary death. He took your place upon that cross, and he paid the price for you. Now, in order for you to receive what he did for you, one, you must repent. You must repent. You must believe in your heart that Christ died and rose again. Okay. And believe in your heart and call upon his name that he's your Savior. And if you do that, God will always, always, always honor your commitment. And you will if you do that. If you pray to the Father, have your sins, ask for repentance, ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations, you will become a new creature. You will become born again, an heir of the kingdom. You will have the Holy Spirit come live within you, and you will be on the road to eternal life. You've got God's word on that. And let me tell you, there's nothing as sure as the word of God. The universe was spoken into existence with God's word. But we're there where we always get to this time of the night where we say, well, we say good night. Say good night. Then
good night, folks.
We say good night. And then we say God bless. Say God bless you. And then we say always. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now, Channel 525.